So today I'm going to talk about haters gonna hate. And back in 2015 was when I started doing acting here in US. And it's been a beautiful experience. I like it. I like the show business a lot. But I don't see yet the Benjamins coming as I wish. I don't know if the business is like this or you gotta hustle a lot. And also, I will put this as an excuse, and I'm a mom. I have 3 kids, and it's harder, single mom. And it's harder to be in the show business the way everybody, a single person can do it, right? Because the show business is really, really 24 hours in most of the time. So what I want to say is, back in 2015, I started doing acting, and I post a little picture of myself acting. And then I got an email from a hater who created a fake account to email me. And then she started saying really mean stuff about me. But I think it was somebody who really didn't like me at school, who continued to stalk me and see my progress, I believe. I don't know. But I think it was that person from school. To make it short and funny is that this person saying that opportunity, you're not going anywhere, you're not going to be acting as you wish, and you're not going to be doing nothing, you don't have a potential, and, you know, hater stuff about me doing acting. But I have been doing acting since I was little, so I'm like, at this point of my life, I'm like, I'm going to continue doing it, people like it or not. Because, I mean, it's something in my DNA, you know? Something that it comes with me as well. Maybe not as a professional actor. Well, who knows, you know? But, I'll continue doing it in my free time. So what I want to say is that this person say this mean comment. And then I did listen for a second her, and I saw, I doubt about me for a second, and I was like caring of the things that a person that I didn't even know said about me. And I was like, yeah, maybe she's right. Maybe I should quit this. I mean, I don't even have the language, I don't even have maybe the body or the features that you need to, you know, I'm not blonde, I'm not the white girl next door, right? So I did listen for a second, and at the end of the day, I did say, you know what? I've been always doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it because I like it. And I don't really care. So luckily, I find out that after she say those words, the little windows and doors and little edges of doors start opening up. I have done a lot of stuff. And in that, from that time to now, I have people that believe in me or don't believe in me, but, you know, it's been fun. I cannot say other question more than it's been fun. It's been giving me food in my table, and I have enjoyed it a lot. So recently someone told me, a person that I knew, said to me, oh, you know what? Just close that podcast. Feedback. Maybe not completely positive feedback, because when you say a positive feedback, you say, you know what? I think you should change this or do this or add this, and it's up to me if I take it or not. But the fact of putting me down till the point that I say, you know what, I don't really need you around me, It just remind me of that person who say those things to me, like, oh, don't pursue that, you know, you don't have the talent or you don't have that thing. And I'm like, that's fine for you, you know. I hope you treat yourself better, because if you're saying those things to me, probably you say those things to yourself. So it just brought me that idea and the fact of now that I can see the things going backwards. And I say to myself, if I was able to listen to this person, right, who was nobody back in 2015, and if I did listen to her, I didn't experience so many good stuff that happened after this person say that negative thing. And luckily, I didn't believe on what she was saying and believe in my guts. I just felt the same thing, you know, the same like vibration. And I said to myself, well, thank you, because I guess now more doors. Like I felt it exactly the same vibe from this person now. But this person is someone that I know, but it's okay. But I want to say is that after what this girl said in 2015, it did open windows and doors. And I said to myself, I hope it happens exactly like what happened back in 2015 when this girl said that bad stuff. And I continued doing it. It did just open a few little doors and windows and da-da. So I said to myself this time, oh, so maybe something good is coming for my life. And it just made me feel upset. And realize that haters are gonna hate. And people that wanna make you bleed sometimes, you know, there are some people that you can remove and some people that you have to just stay there, you know. And I was listening to that, like, there are some people that are around you that still make you bleed, but you just have to, you know, cover yourself and just say, you know what? It doesn't hurt anymore. So if you're listening, I just can say, don't listen what people believe about you or think about you or have an idea about you. It's their own thoughts according to their own perception. And sometimes when a hater starts saying hate stuff, it's maybe because little tiny windows start opening around. So haters' comments and windows opening, just like that. Have a good day.